This is The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Ginny Smith. And this is a special question and answer edition of the programme. So if you would like to ask us any questions, do please send them in by email to chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can also tweet @nakedscientists, or you can find us on our Facebook page. That's at facebook.com/thenakedscientists. Any question you would like to send us, and we'll include it in the next edition. Now, at the beginning, I said that we've got this interesting question about icy drinks, and Dave's going to do the experiment. So tell us what you want people to try and do, Dave.
So this is a question we've been asked several times, and it's essentially, if you have a glass of water absolutely full, so it's almost going to overflow, there's an ice cube floating in there, what's going to happen to the ice cube as that ice cube melts? And so I thought I would do this experiment in a couple of different ways. I have a nice box full of ice cubes here.
Can I have a couple from my glass?
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
It's pretty hot in here.
I'm not going to have any left at this rate.
Didn't know I was going to get ice and slice with my radio show this week.
So I'm going to do this in a couple of ways. One of them, I'm going to put quite a fair amount of ice in one glass. And another one, I'm going to put lots and lots and lots in. So there's more ice than will fit in the glass.
So in essence, we've got a glass which has got liquid in and some ice floating around in the liquid, and crucially the ice goes above the top of the glass with the liquid in. We've got another glass which is absolutely jam full of ice, but there's no liquid.
That's right, so I'll top up the first one so that water is right on the edge. In fact, slightly above the top, so it's only surface tension holding it in.
So we've got ice cubes that are bobbing around above the level of the liquid in the glass.
And the other one, we'll do the same too, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, so in one of them we've got ice just level with the top, the other one the ice is literally bulging out of the top, floating around in it, and over the top of the rim.
The second one, the ice is actually being held up from the bottom of the glass.
And it is on a tray, so...
I thought ahead on that one.
What do you think is going to happen at home? Do you think that the level of water in the glass when the ice melts will stay the same? Do you think it will rise and overflow, or do you think it will fall? Tell us, Chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can tweet @nakedscientist.